This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
Hello, guten tag, guten morgen.
Oh, let's see how many we can
Ciao.
Do. Konnichiwa.
Dies Maradit.
Bonsoir. Well, that's actually good evening.
Yeah, and also it's Mary be with you, I think.
Howdy.
I put in my
It's not Diadich. I should have said Diadich.
I put in my retainer for this.
Ew.
I need to learn how to do this, lads. Gross. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Somebody messaged me during the show saying that they wore an Invisalign for our musical Guys and Dolls, and when they watched back the video of the show, she was horrified because she was like, my lisp was so prominent, and she was like, maybe it's worse in a microphone.
Maybe it is.
Oh.
Yeah,
I suppose it would kind of.
What's annoying me about this one, right? It's so embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing because it's just a piece of plastic in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's the spitting that's the problem. Yeah. Is that there's like a little gap here. Can you see at the top of that?
Yeah,
it's
I can see it.
That's where stuff's getting trapped.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I can feel it. And I'm like, anyway, the good news is I change them every Tuesday so that like hopefully they're working and I need to go for a wider one. But I feel like there's like an error here because like there's a gap and then that's where the spit is getting caught. It's disgusting.
Do the other ones have gaps?
I haven't even opened them yet. They're in this little container thing. I don't know.
So every time you go, they're going to give you more plastic retainers.
So essentially these two trays that I'm wearing now are gone on Tuesday. They're in the bin.
That's crazy because they're quite, like I used to have to buy them.
I have one retainer.
I know.
And it's probably like 120 quid or something more maybe.
I've one retainer and I've had it for about maybe 10 years. Yeah. I've never worn it.
Do you know what? I guess it just goes to show they're probably fucking not that expensive.
Yeah, they're not.
They're
just a plastic mold.
So much.
What was I going to say? I saw a thing online that I actually sent it to you. Why does the word lisp have an S in it?
To make it harder for people with lisps to say.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It's so wrong.
That's actually really mean.
There's an idea.
And you sent it to Ashling because you were taking the piss out of me.
Did you?
I sent it. It was the Jiminy Glick video I sent you.
It was a funny video.
It was Jimmy Kimmel video. But in it he says, why does lisp have an S in it?
Ah.
There's something. Could we rewrite words?
That's a great idea.
That's good.
Yeah. We're just having a meeting about the show.
Change the word lisp so that it's easier for people with a lisp to say.
Yes, exactly.
Like or little.
And things like, the word for like the long, there's a word for
lilp.
When you're afraid of words, when you're afraid of long words.
Oh, it's really, and it's a really long
it's
word.
It's fucking long. Afraid of long words is, hippopotamonstrosesquipedalophobia.
Oh, that's just being mean.
Look at it. Isn't that insane? It's the fear of long words. It's considered a social phobia. I don't know.
I've already rewritten it.
Tuesday show. There you go.
Yeah, Tuesday show.
Okay, enjoy your weekends and enjoy today's show. Oh, God, this is bad, isn't it?
Good luck. Bye.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
Hello.
Good morning. I went out for a lovely meal yesterday evening with two of my former colleagues.
Former colleagues.
Sounds so weird to say that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they're just the gals. They're just my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
They're still my friends, despite the fact I don't work with them anymore.
Yes, exactly. But it's great now because we can, like, share the goss from all the workplaces now. It's so fun. But, I discovered a new food. My new favourite food, in fact.
Go on.
And it is...
meat.
Guys, I've got some big news.
Big news. Did you know? Burgers are class.
My vegetarian life is over.
No, and Dave's going to roll his eyes at this, but bear with me. It is deep fried sweet corn.
Oh my God.
I had what was called a corn pancake or a corn like fritter thing, and it was... all the individual kernels of sweet corn, each of them deep fried in a light batter and then clumped together and the whole pack deep fried again.
Oh my God.
Oh, hello. Mother of mercy. It was delicious.
Was it? Well,
yeah.
It was just batter, I'd imagine.
Oh yeah. There was absolutely no nutrients left
corn
whatsoever.
Is so good.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious. You know the big grill in Herbert Park?
Yeah.
Yes, that festival.
I remember getting the most incredible, like it was a huge yolk.
Corn on the cob.
Like I was going around with a sword.
I can't eat
such
corn on
a massive
oh,
corn
I
on the cob.
I do love a corn on the
no,
cob.
No, I can't do
I
that.
I kind of force myself.
In your teeth.
I kind of forced myself to like a corn on the cob because I just thought like it looked like the most fun thing to eat ever.
It's hilariously fun to eat.
It's so fun. Like the satisfaction of a chomp. But guys, you have to try deep fried sweet
corn. Kind of do want to try it now, to be honest. Yeah.
There's probably one place in the world.
Not to take this to really dark places, but Do you know what? I'm not going to go there. All I'm going to say is they don't digest very well.
How could you say corn in a bad place?
They don't digest.
Yeah,
sure they don't.
Well, I'll let you know how the deep fried version goes.
Please.
On Monday.
Please do.
Yeah, I'll on Monday.
Miles Smith and Stargazing, you're on Spin.
Hit music now.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
And Too Sweet, tonight is the night. And if you're going, don't check your weather app. That's all I will say.
Oh no, is it looking bad?
From 6 o'clock onwards. Anyway.
Or maybe do so you can be prepared.
Yeah
just bring a poncho. Yeah. Happy big July gig.
Oh, God.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. I want to tell you about a couple that, you know, inspire me quite a lot.
David and Aisling.
Aw, so cute.
Stop starting rumours now about the two of you.
Well, we are a couple of people, to be
fair.
Yeah,
we are. We're a pair.
We're not a couple, but we're a pair of people.
Makes sense. I get it. Most brides-to-be, where would you say you'd like to get married? Some country estate, a nice church maybe, an outdoor wedding, whatever. Brand. Well, there's a girl in the UK and her dream for her whole life was to wear a pink wedding dress to a fast food restaurant to get married.
Love it.
Wow.
So her dreams became a reality the other day because...
I like when people just have like a normal dream.
Yeah. Nothing too out there.
Yeah, like realistic.
But where she, obviously her dream kind of developed from, when she was a kid, it was this kind of idea of the pink dress and the fast food restaurant. But it changed as she got older, and now she has a specific place she wants to get married, which was a service station on the M25 in the UK.
Okay.
And I have to say, some of the service stations that we have on our motorways are absolutely top tier.
They're stunning.
I have absolutely no issue getting married in any of them, to be honest with you. What's the one on the way down to like the Athlone Road, where it, like a full on, the amount of restaurants. We were there on the way back from Electric Picnic. You know, there were so many restaurants to choose from.
It's
absolutely stunning. So obviously she had to call up this place and be like, look, I'd really like to have my wedding reception there. And sure, you can only imagine the crew at Extra, which is the name of the like our Circle K or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
We would be absolutely and utterly delighted.
The Insta content.
Yeah.
You
weirdo.
So the bride said, the very nice lady on the phone was surprised by our request, but within a day of making the inquiry, I had an email from the general manager to say they'd be delighted to host us.
Yeah, I'd say you did.
They cordoned off a designated area, set up tables and chairs to suit our seating plan. They had a seating plan.
Okay, so it's kind of the reception area.
Yeah.
I kind of love that.
That's mad.
And they had the guest numbers, and they were being brought down there in this kind of vintage bus, and they had all the outside loading bays cordoned off for the bus and all the rest. It made a real fuss. But she said, this bride said, I repeatedly stated the fact that this is what I wanted. Even just 2 days before my wedding, my siblings couldn't believe I was choosing to have it at a motorway service station. But it is what I always wanted. I love her granny as well. Her granny's name is Dawn, and Dawn was speaking to the press. Dawn said that she hopes other people will get married at motorway stations and it'll become a new trend at the end of 2024.
I hope it does too. That sounds great. Imagine being able to get any fast food you want plus like a slushy plus €20 petrol.
And it costs probably about €1,000 for everybody.
Well, you're probably not paying for the venue. Know what I mean?
Which paying
is
for the food.
Win-win. And you'd love this. I think they actually had their little ceremony there because they arrived in the morning, had their McDonald's breakfast from there.
Stop.
Got married and then had the reception there. Happy bleeding days. Now the guy...
It's so weird, love it.
I love it. I'm obsessed with them. The guy who's the CEO there for Extra, which again is like our Circle K.
Yeah.
So cheesy. He said, a huge congratulations to Stacey and her partner. While we've never had the privilege before of hosting a wedding at one of our motorway service areas, we'll always try and go that extra mile for our customers. And we're thrilled we can make this unique celebration a reality. I was having a look then in Ireland to see what kind of unique places here that wouldn't typically be your, you know, wedding reception area.
Yes.
And people have got married in all of these places and more. The GPO in Dublin was
cool.
I think that's quite cool as well. A glamping site in Galway. Again, not that odd. Nothing here is...
I feel like that'd be kind of your vibe.
Yeah, it sounds kind of cool. Yeah, I remember during COVID there was like when things were somewhat reopened, there was this glamping place in Galway we went to. Anyway, it was cool. It was all outdoors and everything was grand. Mandela Park, they're very loud for me now. I'm able to cope with that.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool though.
If you're into it. Dublin Airport?
Why?
No.
I'd wonder if
I wouldn't be in favour of that now.
No, I do not like the airport at all.
It gives me anxiety.
I don't know if I'd want to be getting married there.
Finally, as much as I think it's a fabulous place and go visit it and all the rest, all those stuffed animals. Ooh. The Natural History Museum.
That's actually quite nice.
That's quite a nice building, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. When you look at those little rats all stuff looking at you, I'm like, little beady eyes looking away from me. Tommy Richmond. Million Dollar Baby on Spin. I
Recharged.
Peggy Goo, and it goes like na 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 here on Summer's number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin. What's the story?
Good morning.
You never play the game with us anymore.
No,
Peggy
you don't.
Who? Peggy Goo.
I got it.
Still, Ashley.
There's no reason to play the game. It's not a competition. I blow it out of the water every time.
I've definitely won before.
Maybe once. Lads, I'm actually after completely forgetting to tell you something.
Oh.
I can't believe I did. I don't know if you know, I was on holidays last week.
Oh, I can't say. This is now, we've now gotten as many days out of the stories about the holiday as was the holiday long.
Yes, yes.
Well, there's a reason I'm telling you this. There's on the way over there, I did genuinely forget to tell you this. There was a man sitting beside me on the entire flight who just stared out the window. He did not do anything else. So he was sitting there, he was in the middle seat, he just spent the entire time looking over his wife through the window or around him or at the seat in front of him. No phone, no AirPods, no book, okay. No magazine, nothing.
And it was a long flight.
And it was like, if it's Lanzarote, it's a 4-hour flight. Just stared around. Didn't even once fall asleep. He was actually my entertainment for most of the flight. Just kind of observing him. And I was going, how is he doing this?
What's he looking at now?
Like, literally.
What kind of entertaining thoughts does he have that's keeping him occupied?
What a man is so at ease with himself that he's so cool at being in his own thoughts for four hours.
Well, what's apparently, going on in that head?
This is becoming a real thing, and it's called doing the flight raw. Okay, so instead of embracing technology to pass the time, you instead embrace absolutely nothing.
Oh, wait.
That sounds like me on a flight, to be quite honest with you.
Does it?
I do nothing.
Do you not like download a movie?
Nope, never.
Why?
You definitely listen to music or go on your phone or something.
I swear down, on most flights I've been on in recent times, I wouldn't even bother. I just force myself to sleep from boredom. I hate flying so much.
I hate flying as well, but it passes the time if I'm watching a movie or something.
I flew to Spain a few weeks ago. I was asleep before the security thing on the plane, and I landed when she said I need to put my tray table up.
Ah, but that's different because you're asleep.
That's insane.
Oh, no, like as in I sleep.
But yeah, this man is awake.
Oh, no. Yeah, if I was awake, it'd be different.
Yeah.
I just forced myself to sleep.
So as I was saying, this is called doing the flight raw, and some even say no snacks or drinks allowed. That's like, it's like a challenge people are doing for themselves.
Oh,
they
no
literally
way.
Just sit there. Now, I have seen things about this online where people just kind of like sit and stare at a clock for 24 hours, which is absolutely unbelievable, but it's called a dopamine detox. And it's I don't know, to reset your brain or something for dopamine or something.
Really?
So your brain is getting absolutely no stimulation whatsoever.
I suppose, it's interesting because these days there's just so much potential stimulation everywhere you go, like on your phone and devices and stuff. That's quite the challenge though, my God.
So this is the challenge of just staring at the back of your seat doing absolutely nothing, which is insane. So people on TikTok have been doing this and they've been kind of talking about their experience. Someone did a 7-hour flight raw, new personal best, they said, no headphones, no movie, no water, nothing. Incredible. The power of my mind knows no bounds. This obviously seems to be a bit of a trend because someone said, just did a flight from Orlando to LA, no water, no snacks, no music, no entertainment, seat fully upright, the power of the mind has no limits, stay hard. And I love that.
God.
So it's kind of like you're taking back control.
I get that, but also no water sounds like a bit much.
Yeah, it does sound a bit much, but I suppose it's just one of those things.
It's meditation kind of then, is it? Kind of.
It is. Apparently it is quite beneficial. So someone on a meditation expert basically has said, it's estimated that the brain devotes approximately 20% of its energy resources to processing visual information. So that's just seeing. The brain is using 20% of its energy all the time just seeing things.
Wow.
Right? So the brain uses 20% of the body's total energy, which is a lot considering the brain is quite small. So when you're looking at a screen or you're looking at a film or a show, anything like that, or even just scrolling on your phone, it's actually taking a lot of energy, even if it's just you sitting in bed.
It's actually tiring.
Your body
is
getting tired.
I close my eyes way more often now.
So do you ever lying in bed and like, say if it's a Saturday morning, you gotta lie in, you're lying in bed and for maybe an hour on your phone or whatever, and you're like, God, I'm wrecked.
Yeah.
It's that. That's what it is. It's because your brain is like, this is actually a lot of work for me to process.
Poor little brain. I know.
And do you ever notice as well that like on one time on your phone, there's so much information.
Yeah.
Like you're reading headlines left, right and centre online.
Yeah.
You're seeing people's lives on Instagram.
There's
then you're kind of processing that. Then you're back on Twitter. Then you're like, oh, that email came through. Oh, did that arrive? Like there's so much in like 10 minutes.
It's insane.
It's a lot.
It's a lot going on. But this person meditation expert said, that you should like try out this raw, doing the flight raw, basically. It might be worthwhile, but don't be but don't let your goal be to show it off on TikTok.
Yeah, like,
just do it.
Just to be like hashtag hard.
Hashtag hard. I don't know if you'd be able for it, Dave, would you?
Not a chance. I can barely do this show raw.
Here's Mark Amber. You're on Spin. I know sleep is friends
with death, but maybe I should get... It spins fully charged, recharged. Our time's
funny road. Keen to Crow on Spin. It's coming up on 10 to 8 this Friday morning.
Why didn't he finish that song?
I know, you were saying that, yeah.
Finally running.
Well, it's running where?
Yeah, finish it, Keen. It
running like, in the Phoenix Park.
Yeah.
It's such a relaxed song, you probably fell asleep before the end of it. On the show all this week, we're giving you all access passes for Emerald Park. School is out. The summer holidays are here. Emerald Park is something for everyone to enjoy. I know we've been saying a lot this week on the show, it's a handy one if you do have kids, but like, sure, adults of all people of all ages go to Emerald Park and enjoy a roller coaster.
Oh my god, yeah. I want to go with three of my friends.
Yeah, it'd be dead. Because you don't actually have to go on any roller coasters if you don't want to. I was looking, they kind of have just, they do genuinely have everything for someone.
Yeah.
I mean, they've something for everyone.
They've all the kind of carnival-y rides as well, like spinny ones.
Or they've carnival games as well, which I like. Like, I remember we walked past this kind of a place where you could throw a ball into like a bucket, and if it's stuck in the bucket, you got a prize. And
yeah,
they have the basketball
like a fairground.
Exactly.
They've also got meerkats.
They do, and llamas.
That you can sit beside, you can go up to the meerkats.
Yeah, that's very
meerkats are very cool animals, aren't they?
Yes.
They are. Underrated. Go on, meerkats.
They have everything
there. Highly rated, yes.
They have everything there.
So Dave and Aisling, we're singing on the quest all this week on the show. You got to listen out first and try to figure out what song they were singing. Patrick thinks he knows. How are you, Patrick?
I'm good, how are you?
Grand, are you heading off to work or what are you doing?
I'm actually outside my job now, pulling in now.
Oh, very good. What do you do, Patrick?
I work for Amazon.
Oh, do you? Are you a delivery driver?
No, I'm in a data center.
Oh,
are you
very
in the data
cool.
center?
One of the big ones there on the...
I am, yeah. I can't tell you where, but I'm in one of them.
You're in
Ooh,
one of them.
Is it a secret location?
No, it's on the end.
It's not a secret location, but we just can't disclose That's the location itself.
Interesting.
Where we are.
Even though when you drive along a certain road, you can see a giant Amazon warehouse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, maybe there's another one somewhere. Okay. Are you a roller coaster junkie?
I love roller coasters, yeah. I get my son onto them as well, I am.
Do you have only one son, or how many kids do you have, Patrick?
I have three kids.
Oh, well, perfect, Patrick.
Music to our ears, Patrick.
One's a baby, so I'll bring the girlfriend as well.
Perfect.
Fair enough.
Leave the baby at home.
And have you been to Emerald Park before?
I have been, but I haven't been since the new roller coaster has opened up.
Okay, you're going to love them, Patrick. They're unbelievable.
They're so good.
You've been
good.
Trying to work out what Ash was singing on a roller coaster today. Have a listen.
It took me three times to guess it.
Did it? Have a listen one more time.
My fault.
You can't get much, can you?
Here we go. I think it's a really good representation of how difficult it is to do something serious while you're enjoying a roller coaster.
Yeah,
like
say,
the quest.
This was our third time on the roller coaster without getting off. At this point, I was about to hurl.
So what do you think it is, Patrick?
60s by Noah Kahn.
Let's check.
Uncanny.
Exactly how we sound like.
The resemblance.
Yeah. Congratulations, Patrick. You just got passes to Emerald Park.
That's great. Thank you.
Who's with you?
The girlfriend and the kids are in the car as well.
Very
all here.
Happy days, guys. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy it, guys.
That's great. Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Happy days.
Jealous, to be honest with you. I would love. I know Ashley only did the quest three times, actually, but then you did the other one, Fianna Fáil, once, and I just wanted to keep going around on that.
No, there would have been puke all over your face if I did that any more times.
I think I was WhatsApping Ashling at like 9 o'clock that evening. She was like, "I still feel so queasy."
To be fair, just to clarify, it was just because we did the quest three times in a row without getting off.
Yeah,
which we wouldn't recommend, which you're not allowed to do anyway because they're going to kick you off.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
So take your little time.
We had work to do.
Oh yes, we had business,
and you smashed it. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. Especially today. It's a really, really good performance.
Here's Lee James. This is Love the Way here on Spin.
This is Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Okay, so I got my Invisalign on Tuesday. Today is Friday. I was promised when I asked people on Instagram who have had Invisalign, how long does the lisp last? And a lot of people are like, oh, a couple of days. So what you're hearing right now...
Yeah, it sounds great.
When I speak, that I only have the bottom one in when we're talking on the show, because I'm finding it quite hard to say spin, and it's just not very nice for you to have to listen to, you listening.
Dave and I had a quick EGM on Tuesday when I got them in and said absolutely not.
So that's
top
just
retainer.
That's, it was quite bad to be fair.
It was
so
tough,
that's just the bottom in.
So I just have the bottom in now.
Can you put the top in just for the crack?
I just want to see if there's been any improvement, because obviously the dentist would prefer you to have it in all the time.
All the time, yeah.
And so I'm slacking on week one.
You're slacking.
Let's see. I'm going to put it in now, right? This is the top one that's been causing the problem.
Oh, up to the mic now. We want to hear it go in.
Oh, yeah. Click that in.
Okay, it didn't.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Ew.
No, it's not nice. It's not nice. Oh, my God. There's some commitment to them. Okay, see, this is still bad, isn't it?
This and is still we just bad. Lost 10,000 listeners.
There's no way. I'm not going to be able to do this, am I?
I like it. I'd say you'd get used to it if you just kept going. You
if keep, everyone keep, says,
you,
yeah.
If you keep taking it out. So don't take it out anymore.
Really?
I'd say just leave it in and you'll get used to it. And also, it's quite funny.
But people have to listen to this every morning.
Yeah, I'm not on that side of the thing.
Yeah, I know.
No, do you know what? I think keep it in all weekend as best as you can and really train yourself. We'll give you some tongue twisters to go home with or some S-sounding words. And then I want you to come back on Monday.
But it's funny, one of my housemates last night, who I haven't seen all week, and he was like, oh my God, I didn't even cop from talking to you. It's just weird. I don't know.
He was lying.
So me. Let's go. We've been talking a lot this week about Paul Mescal because he's looking fine.
Oh, he looks well in the new Gladiator, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. The press picks for Gladiator 2 were released earlier in the week. He is ripped to bits.
Yeah, he's looking so good.
He looks fabulous. And he was revealed.
Down.
Did we mention that he's so hot?
Did we mention that he looks fire? But anyway, he's been doing a bit of press, obviously, in the lead up now. And there'll be plenty more Paul Mescal, I'm sure, news stories between now and the release of Gladiator 2, as he's on the PR trail ahead of it.
Oh, good. That's the one thing we don't hear enough about in Ireland is Paul Mescal.
Paul Mescal.
He's revealed, though, this is actually quite sad, that he was mocked in school about his nose, okay?
Oh.
Aww. He does have quite a distinctive nose, now that you say it, Paul.
It's a strong nose. There's nothing wrong with it.
He does have a strong nose.
Well, he did say that he's Lucius in Gladiator, right? Am I pronouncing that wrong?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's good.
And basically he's saying it's great now because it's benefiting him, because he said, my nose is just kind of Roman, so it's useful in this context.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that phrase, a Roman nose.
Yeah. A Roman nose. He said, the nose that I absolutely hated when I was in secondary school and I used to get ribbed for has become very useful when Ridley needed somebody to be in Gladiator 2. So it just goes to show.
Who's laughing now, eh?
Yeah. Exactly. The kids in Maynooth. How dare you leave his nose alone. But it was just got me thinking about the stupid things that you were picked on in school. I'm not getting dark here at all, but I do remember at one point when I was being picked on in primary school, even I had to laugh. I was called Lollipop Head.
Why? So creative, first of all.
Yeah, I love that. Such a ring to it.
I hadn't really grown into my head yet. So my head.
Oh, right. I thought people kept licking your head for some reason.
No! My head was like quite big.
What age were you?
About 8, maybe.
Like, my head. Because your head is totally a normal size.
Hard to keep up on the shoulders type.
Yeah, as in like her head. So, my body hadn't really grown into my head yet. And I remember actually, like, at the time being like, that's actually so funny. I can't even
laugh about that.
And you're so right. At the time, I did have a massive owl head.
You know? Fair enough.
Big chopper cheeks hanging off it as well, which didn't help the situation.
I used to get slagged off for the way I walked because I have a, like, one of my feet kind of turns in when I walk, still does. And everybody used to be like doing the like walk behind me.
No, they didn't.
And I really didn't like it. And then one time I used to do Irish dancing as well. And I remember one day, I'd been doing it for literally like 3 years. And one day the Irish dancing teacher stopped the class and was like, well done, Aisling. That's the first time you've ever done that with your feet turned out.
Sorry, there's no need to do that publicly.
And I never went back. I was like, you bleep.
Oh my God, that's awful.
So
see,
mean.
I never got any of that. I was always just really popular and cool.
Oh, shh.
No, aesthetically perfect.
Yeah, aesthetically perfect. Yeah. No, I was tiny, like tiny, to the point where, like, you know, first years when they come into secondary school, everyone goes, dear God. There was a point where I walked in on the first day and someone went, dear God.
Was your bag bigger than you?
Oh, my bag was massive. I was tiny. Aww. It was not good.
Do you remember those days seeing
Little
the first
Dave.
Years come in and their bags would honestly, it would look like they're going to keel
honestly,
over.
Honestly, you could poke them and they'd fall back.
Yeah. I know, it's so lousy. Short king, always and forever. So
well, not always. I'm 5'8", like. I'm average now.
Always, always, always and forever.
And Aisling with her cute foot.
Yes.
Shut up, lollipop head.
Still going in.
It's been an interesting night for UK politics. I don't think we know exactly how many seats each party has officially got yet, but we do know that it was a Labour landslide and the Tories are in a bad way.
Can I say something? I bet you so many people listening are going, is Dave a nerd? This is, I think, the third day on the trot you're talking UK politics.
I think
people might be surprised to know that you're genuinely very interested.
I don't know why I find it so interesting, but like, this is nothing compared to how interested I am in American politics. Like, when the American election is going on in November, I will be glued to see
it. I do like a good election. Yeah. It is fun to kind of follow along,
isn't it? It is, yeah.
But it's not your country, especially.
Yeah. But, you know what, Emma, you're right. I have talked about politics, UK politics, a lot over the last couple of days. So I'm not really going to get into the politics side of it today. I want to get into the TV coverage because the TV coverage of the election was gas.
To be fair, yesterday you just talked about all the weird things that Rishi Sunak has done.
Exactly.
The other day it was about some other guy, Davey, and all the weird things.
It's not like I'm being like a correspondent. Like,
you're
definitely
not.
I'm just talking about the fun parts of it.
On the breakfast show on the spin, we will cross to okay.
Representative of the politician or correspondent is me, but I just want to talk about the coverage because obviously it was on BBC, ITV, Channel 4, Sky News, loads of them. Still on at the moment, and the presenters have been on since 10 o'clock last night.
Well, yeah.
I mean, talking about it, and they're probably still live right now. So that's a long time to be on air, and they're getting a little bit delirious. For example, GB News accidentally got the exit poll wrong on the screen and said that the Conservatives had 410 seats and the Labour had 131.
Oh, God.
And it was actually very much the complete opposite.
Wishful.
10 Downing Street had a cat called Larry. Do you know the cat called Larry that lives outside 10 Downing Street? He has an official title. It's called Chief Mouser. Sky News broke the news that Labour won the general election with a virtual Larry outside number 10. It was weird. It was pointless and I loved it. It was just a virtual Larry the cat just on the porch of 10 Downing Street.
Delirium.
Yeah. The BBC highlighted the fact that an MP named Stephen Baker had less than a 1% chance of remaining as an MP while he was in studio with them, and it was so awkward.
Steve, I'm sorry to be putting you up here on the screen like this, but, you know, we are giving you a less than 1% chance of hanging on to your seat.
and he was just there like, OK, thank you.
Oh, man.
It's honestly not even the funniest bit. On Sky News, they announced the result of the exit poll, right, at about 10 o'clock. Everyone in studio just made a noise.
Oh. Oh my God.
Sounds a bit X-rated, doesn't it?
Oh my God.
It was so weird.
That is like pure political nerds,
so,
that word.
Yeah, but it's so English as well.
It does sound a bit filthy, to be honest.
It does.
There was a guy in the BBC. He had a very interesting metaphor for the election, and it was a metaphor that just kept going.
And yes, the implosion of the Conservatives and the SNP has put wind in Labour's sails. But the only reason we've got sails on the ship and the ship is shipshape is because Keir Starmer took the vessel from the shipwreck in 2019, rebuilt it, and made it ship shape and seaworthy again.
Stop! No, he was getting confused at his own words. I need it again.
The whole thing.
Just the second half. Okay, here we go.
The vessel from the shipwreck in 2019 rebuilt it and made it ship shape and seaworthy again.
Seaworthy again.
Oh my God.
Crikey.
And then one of my favourite moments was again on the BBC, and they asked this question, and I'm not entirely sure what he was asking, but I love it.
You're saying you're not counting your chickens. What kind of chickens might they be? What kind of chickens would you like to see?
What is going on?
I love the general election time. It's so good.
And this year for it as well, you might get one here and obviously in the States by the end of the year as well.
Yeah.
And we're just over the locals here.
What a year.
It's all go.
It's going to be great.
For Dave.
Can't wait.
Recharged.
We've just been talking about the interesting night that has been in the UK politics and how the TV coverage has been absolutely hilarious, because obviously all the presenters are delirious because they've been on air since about 10 p.m. last night.
Yeah.
One of the clips was a guy doing a metaphor for the election, and it sounded like this.
And it went on and on and on.
But the only reason we've got sails on the ship and the ship is ship shape is because Keir Starmer took the vessel from the shipwreck in 2019, rebuilt it, and made it ship shape and seaworthy again.
We got this voice note in, right? Voice note, because Emma has just got some Invisalign in and she's finding it hard to speak, so we got this voice note in.
You should get Emma to say the ship whatever thing again with her new Invisalign.
Stick that Invisalign in.
So I have transcribed the clip of the ship shape metaphor.
Okay, go on.
And Emma, I'd like you to pop in your top retainer again.
I was telling you just after 8 o'clock that on the show this week I only have the bottom one in because I'm finding it's so hard to speak with the top one in. So let's give this a go. Okay, it's going back in.
Dave, put your rain jacket on.
Yeah, your bottom teeth are going
to
be lovely.
Sprayed.
I'm going to be spraying all over the place.
Okay, the ship shape metaphor, okay, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Let me just get it here on my phone. Sorry now. This is annoying. My face doesn't recognize me, apparently. Okay, cool. The only reason we've got sails on the ship and the ship is in ship shape because Keir Starmer took the vessel from the shipwreck in 2019, rebuilt it and made it ship, you know, ship shape and seaworthy again.
I love it so much.
The only way to make that better.
It's so good.
I'm so buzzing for this. It's like such a different thing for us to be doing. But my dad is actually coming to Dublin today. I'd mentioned this on the show earlier in the week. We're heading off to Hosier. Got him the tickets for his birthday back in March. So I'd say like it's kind of in a way outside his comfort zone to be like, oh, like I'm staying in a house with your housemates. Like,
oh, is he?
No, I don't know. Like, as in he didn't say that. I just have this idea in my head. Anyway, I was scrubbing the house yesterday, all ready for his arrival.
Lovely.
I have a little thing organised for myself as well, because obviously I'll be on the couch tonight. I got his favourite drink in the fridge.
Ah, that's very sweet.
I'm going to make us lunch today.
And come here, was your mum invited?
Well, no, me and my mum have done a lot together this year.
I thought you were going to, me and mum don't get along.
We've been to Thailand.
That's true.
All Together Now is coming up, you know, the way she always loves to go to that festival, so she'll do a night there with me and stuff. But yeah, no, my dad's particularly into Hosier and really, really likes his music.
Nice.
So for his birthday, I thought it would be a nice gift. So it's a very wholesome kind of evening ahead and I'm really looking forward to it.
Some dad bonding.
Yeah, it's interesting. I am actually dad bonding this weekend as well.
Go on.
Yes.
Yeah, me and my dad are going to London. We're going to the British Grand Prix.
This is coincidental that we both have dad weekends.
Yeah, but it wasn't like we were like, should we plan a dad weekend, me and you?
I just mean it's funny that you've got something similar. Like,
oh, yeah,
it's
got some. Cute, though.
Me and Dad are going to the airport tomorrow. We're going to fly into Luton Airport, and I think his sister, my auntie, is going to pick us up. We're going to stay with her, and she's going to like drop us to.
Wholesome.
Going to drop us to the Formula One on Sunday. So it's going to be interesting. The only thing is, I'm like, I hope I get a separate bed or a separate room. But I'd love a separate room because I don't want to be sitting in the same room.
You're both sharing beds with your dad's this weekend.
No, she's on the couch. But I'm like, if I'm in the same room as my dad, I'm going to sleep on the couch downstairs in my auntie's house.
Oh, guys, I'm kind of getting FOMO now. I want to bond with my dad this weekend. Is this dad bonding weekend?
This is dad bonding weekend. It's a wholesome weekend.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Ashton, did you not get the memo? It's dad bonding weekend.
This is so embarrassing. My dad's going to be so upset.
The text.
My dad's going to be so upset I didn't plan anything for dad bonding weekend. I'm actually going home this weekend, so maybe I can bond with my dad.
Oh, perfect.
How?
Right now, so you are going to go there this weekend?
Yeah.
Well, then you can. It's definitely opportunity for hashtag dad bonding.
Okay, there is. Okay, let me put my thoughts down in paper.
So we know what our dad's like. You know what I mean?
Do you not know what your dad likes?
You probably don't know your dad very well.
I know what my dad likes. Yeah, but it's just
you don't know if you like what your dad likes.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
You know what? Let me put some pen to paper here and you guys can pick how I bond with my dad.
Okay. Hashtag dad bonding.
Hashtag dad bonding.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I've just had a very stressful 4.5 minutes there because I've just learned all of a sudden that apparently it's dad bonding weekend 2024.
Yeah, how did you not know?
No, I totally missed the memo.
It's actually DBW24.
Yeah. Everybody's bonding with their dads apparently this weekend. Emma, you're going to Hosier tonight with your dad.
I am, yeah, really looking forward to it. Buzzing, we're going to have a great day out. I think he's arriving lunchtime. We're going to go for a walk in Dublin Mountains first.
You have it all planned.
I have some furniture that he's going to bring up, some tools and fix for me that I've been needing done for a while, and then we're going to go for lunch, then we're going to go to Hosier. Can't wait.
Have you ever been to a concert with your dad before?
Yeah, I think we went to Picture This a few years ago. Me and my sister tried to force the whole family to go together and I think he was quite bored.
Just one on one, literally just you and him, never
before, so hashtag dad bonding.
It's dad bonding weekend. Dave, you're bonding with your dad this weekend.
I am. Me and my dad are going to the Formula One in England, dad. In London, which is bizarre. It's in Silverstone, so we're flying tomorrow.
If you are hashtag dad bonding this weekend, please do get in touch and let us know.
Yeah, we're flying tomorrow and we're going to stay at his sister's house, my auntie's, and we're going to have a lot of fun because we're not actually going to the race. We're only going to the race, so it's on Sunday. Hmm. So we have Saturday and then we have Sunday and we're not coming home till Monday, so we have Monday. So it's going to be 3 days of bonding.
Oh my God, you're having a long weekend of dad bonding.
It's 3 days with Don, so I'm going to be a different man. I'd say on Tuesday's show, I'm going to be talking like this. How's it going, boys? How are you? My dad's from Cork.
Have you ever taken an overseas trip with just your dad before?
I think once, but to the exact place we're going.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, so
and I was
like
a kid.
An annual thing.
Yeah.
Well, once every decade.
Yeah,
oh my
yeah.
God, there's so much bonding going on.
So I'm real stressed out now.
You need to get this sorted for Billy.
I'm so sorry, Billy Bonner, that I didn't know it was dad bonding weekend this weekend. Luckily, I am going home. But that was supposed to be parent bonding. And now I have to say, sorry, Ma.
Yeah.
I have to bond with dad. Not going to talk to my mom at all this weekend.
Paula sees you enough.
Cut Paula off.
Paula's out.
Yeah.
It's all about Billy Bonner.
Silent treatment all weekend. Just focus on Billy.
Yeah.
No,
so
don't do that to Paula.
My dad is a postman. He's kind of he loves kind of old-timey things, yes. My dad. He's a humble man.
Doesn't have a phone, texts you off your ma's phone.
Yeah, things like
Aisling
that.
Aisling can tell who the message is from by how it's written, but both texts from both parents come from the same number.
Yeah, I'll send like a piece of news and then they'll both be like, well done, Ash, and just by whatever things that's added, I'll know which one it was
from.
That's
so funny.
Yeah. I love that.
So I've been trying to think about ways I can bond with my dad this weekend.
Brilliant.
It doesn't involve my mom. Sorry, mom. Good luck. And here's the list, and maybe you guys will kind of weigh in on what you think would be the thing that will bring us closest together.
Okay,
for dad bonding weekend 2024.
Hashtag dad bonding.
So my dad is a postman, as I mentioned, and he does his delivery on a bike. So I could get him to give me a jaunt all around his postal delivery. I've never seen where he delivers.
Ah.
And then he could be the cycler and I'll hop on and off.
You give you a backer look?
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah,
that's fun.
If that's going to happen, I'll have to leave like now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You can't really do that tomorrow because he's off.
Yeah.
He could just show you though without actually delivering anything.
But then he'd be on his route into work on a Saturday when he's off.
Yeah, mock delivery on your day off. Not great.
We'll
scrap that one.
Yeah.
I could get him to teach me how to make the perfect rice. He loves advising me on how to make my rice.
And then rice from a pack?
Just like rice, boil rice. But
how is there ways to make it better? I'm fascinated. Do that.
He makes good rice, and whenever he sees me make the rice not the way he likes to make the rice, he likes to tell me how to make the rice.
So boiled rice with Billy Bonner. I'm in it.
I think that'd be a nice one.
Boiling with Billy.
Boiling with Billy. We could listen to his favourite radio programme, which is 70s on 7, and it's on an internet radio station from a country unknown.
Okay, so hold on. So far we have potential biking with Billy.
Biking with Billy.
Then we have boiling with Billy. And then we've broadcasting with Billy.
Oh, very nice. Okay, I don't know how you're going to get this one in. We could fill up his plant pots with pellets of chicken manure and watch them flourish. He does like to do that. Sprinkle in a few pellets of chicken manure into the botanicals with Billy.
Botanics with Billy.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We could watch the soaps. He loves Emmerdale and Coronation Street. Ooh. And then we'll probably do Casualty on Saturday night.
Okay. Box with Billy.
Box with Billy.
Very good. And then my last idea, this would be like his dream. If I offered to do this, I think he might cry.
Oh, go on.
So I stand at the kitchen window. He goes down to the back of the garden.
You're right.
He fiddles with his satellite dish while I look at the telly and tell him whether he's tuned in his favourite station from the Netherlands.
Wow.
So I'm like, yeah. No. No.
Little bit, but perfect. No, you got it. You lost it.
Yeah.
I can't think of a B. I can't think of a B, but I think that's the one. Maybe the one. There's a lot to choose from. Biking, boiling, broadcasting, botanics and box. All with Billy Bonner.
It's going to be a good weekend.
You have a lot to do. Bring it on. Hashtag dad bonding weekend. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
All right.
So, Maxi Zoo. They're celebrating the launch of their new store in Nutgrove. This weekend, they got face painting. They got balloon modelling. They got loads of stuff going on. And spin DJs are going to be there between 1 and 4. We got a €200 voucher and we asked you to do something very specific and we rang you back.
You have a job
Simple
to do.
As that. You have a job.
Don't let us down. We couldn't have been more clear on exactly what the rules were for this, could we?
Yes, we're very strict on this.
Okay, let's give this a lash and hope for the best.
Hello? Hello?
Lisa.
Wrong.
What have you done?
Hello?
Lisa, we needed that meow. I'm so sorry.
Who's this?
It's Spin.
No, there was not a lot more we can do,
oh,
Lisa.
No. Oh, sorry. I was just driving at the moment, so I didn't know you were ringing. Sorry.
Lisa.
We gotta go, Lisa.
Sorry.
Go.
Bye.
Sorry, hon. Bye.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, disaster.
Oh, dear.
Who's this? What? What am I meant to do?
Right, let's try again.
Let's try that again, yeah. Come on!
Hello?
No!
Oh, Sophie.
Sophie.
What were you meant to do, Sophie?
What?
You were meant to give us a sexy meow.
Oh, for feck's sake.
Oh, we
got a blast. Sorry, Sophie.
Okay, bye.
Why are we having such bad luck on
it? Aaron's half asleep this morning. What are we supposed to do? What?
Maybe third time's a charm. We'll see.
Come on. I don't like it. I'm calling VAR on this
one. Claudine, go again, but more sexy.
More sexy, less like a cat.
Meow.
No, that's too like a cat.
Lower,
let's just
lower.
Let's remind you what this sounds like here, okay?
Meow. That's what you're doing. Do it again.
Meow.
Yeah, there we
go. Yeah,
we'll
take that. Yeah.
That was just awful. Just awful.
Claudine, you were the third person that we've tried to ring on this, so we were going to accept any meow that we've had, to be honest.
Yeah, we got
to
move on.
A 200 euro Maxi Zoo voucher to you. Well done.
Congrats, Claudine.
Thank you. It's for my daughter. She's here in the car with me.
Ah, very good. And what are you going to spend it on, Claudine?
Do you have pets?
We have a pet cockatiel, so we'll get some board stuff.
Really?
Amazing.
A cockatiel.
That sounds great.
Very interesting. Well, listen, have a great weekend, guys.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
I like the idea of Claudine going into Maxi Zoo and being like, I just want bird stuff.
I love how well this works. This, of course, from Billie Eilish. Birds of a Feather.
Hey. Oh, perfect. Hey.
And it's growing on me massive. It's gorgeous. You're on Spin. Paul Russell's Little Boo Thang. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
I think he has a new song coming out with someone, you know. And I think that's someone. I could be very wrong on this, but I think it's Meghan Trainor.
Really? I just want to know how long it is.
It's probably about 70 seconds.
Yeah, literally.
That song there that you just heard doesn't even qualify as a song. It's a minute and 52 seconds.
Yeah, it drops this day next week, new song with Meghan Trainor.
I can actually hear that sounding really good together. Yeah.
On the back of, that Paul Russell Little Boo Thang song, do you remember his Instagram bio was just hoping not to be a one-hit wonder?
Yes. Hopefully with Meghan Trainor that'll help.
He's giving it a go. I did something really sad during the week, and it's something that I do quite a lot. I do it every time I go to a gig. This time I wasn't even at the gig.
Okay.
But during the week I went on to Taylor Swift's Instagram to see did she say anything nice about Dublin.
Oh, I am a divil for doing
it's
that.
So sad.
No, but I always do it. I'm like, what did you say about Dublin? And to be honest, I was where's the update from Dublin Night 1, Taylor?
This is where I get kind of interested in this, because you know the way, say, if someone's on the Late Late Show and they're like, and do you have any ties to Ireland? And everyone's always like, why do we always ask if someone has a ties to Ireland? Because we love it.
Because we care.
We love it so much. As soon as anyone comes to Ireland, we're like, did they have the best time in the world? And are they telling everyone to come here?
Are we the best bands in the world like they always say?
Yeah.
Are they going to say that? Are they going to put that on the record on Instagram?
To the point where, like, I've had the best night ever at concerts. And then in the days following, if there wasn't an Instagram post about my particular crowd, I've been like, actually don't really like you anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, I hate you. But anyway, Taylor Swift did put a post up about Dublin, and I read it and I said, that was nice now.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Taylor. So it said this. I knew as soon as I saw the first Dublin crowd on Friday night that we were in for a wild weekend. The spirit of those three glorious crowds embodied fun and joy and exuberance, and we just felt so lucky to be there. The Irish fans made us feel so at home, so welcome in every way, still smiling, thinking about it now.
I love it.
I said, wow,
beautiful.
Glowing review.
Yeah, brilliant.
I'm happy with that one.
It is literally a review of the country, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like Ireland, 5 stars.
Look, so sad. This is so sad. Dublin was the best crowd. It was like happy days, right? And then I did another sad thing, which I do with this little routine every time. I said, just to make sure, gonna check what she said about the other places.
Oh, no.
And make sure that ours is above and beyond.
Yeah, and make sure that what she said about them was a bit more like mediocre.
ChatGPT
Yeah, so the next post behind the Dublin post was London. Wembley Stadium was so surreal, looking out into crowds of 90,000 fans each night and hearing that caps lock volume. Those were some of the loudest crowds I've ever heard. Never going to forget these shows.
Oh, no.
And I said, sorry? I didn't like that.
Now, in fairness, it's a bit basic. It's just about noise.
Yeah.
We were much more special.
She also did bring Travis Kelce out in London. She didn't do that in Dublin.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? So that's why I feel like she's going to
remember. And then I said, look, Wembley is kind of iconic. 90,000 versus 50,000, the Aviva.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll give her Wembley.
But also it makes sense that it's louder then because there's more people.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Duh. Taylor. There's
90,000 extra people there.
Yeah. Duh. Okay. So we're going now to the next post after that, which was Cardiff. I said, grand. No problem.
Few sheep, yeah.
Comparing with Cardiff here. She says the following. Cardiff. My first time playing in Wales, and that was truly out of control in the best way. Looking out into that massive, bouncing, dancing sea of people. I'll never forget it.
No.
Bouncing, dancing.
This bitch does it for every city. She's a rat. She's a liar. She has no respect for us and our talents. Edinburgh, you truly blew me away this weekend. I love you forever, Madrid. No ability to convey my thoughts other than just to yell that.
Wow.
It's official. I left my heart in Lisbon. Sydney, 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 Sydney. What a whirlwind of endless magical moments with you. Melbourne, that was unforgettable. You were on another level.
She's going to have to remember a lot of gigs.
She makes me sick. What a thesaurus does she have for good crowds?
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
No.
One more tune.
Okay, it's a big weekend again. Not as chaotic as last weekend, I don't feel. That was just a stormer. But this weekend sees Kings of Leon in Marley Park.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You have Nicki Minaj, of course, in Malahide Castle. You've Hozier tonight. It's all going on. So with that in mind, I'm headed for Malahide tomorrow and I can't wait for Nicki. If you would like this song to play in full at the end of the show, I'm going to need your votes, though. And just like that, I'm back in my first car. I'm 18. I'm in my Renault Clio. And I'm loving my life to that song on the radio.
It's a classic.
It's Super Bass from Nicki. It's Emma in a WhatsApp now, please, to 087 711 1038. If you would like to hear it in full, help me out, please.
Well, that's for this weekend. But if you want to relive last weekend, who supported Taylor? It was these guys. Dave's childhood crush, Hayley Williams from Paramore. The song is Still Into You. I remember playing that song to my granny and her going, that's very nice. So if you agree with Doreen and me that that should be played as the last song of the show, then Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
I'm going to need Hozier fans on my side this week for this one. It's a nice little Hozier throwback. Probably my favourite song of his. Jackie and Wilson. If you want to hear it in full, if you're getting ready for Marley Park tonight, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Lads, three good songs.
I agree.
That might be one of our strongest.
I'd like to hear them all.
Yes, yeah. But only one can win, though.
Okay, so just to recap, I have gone for Nicki Minaj and Super Bass playing Malahide tomorrow. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
I've gone for Paramore and Still Into You. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Hozier, Jackie and Wilson. Aisling to 087 711 1038, please.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
No producer Callum today, but he has handed me the reins of Worst Bits of the Week. What a week it's been. Yesterday was the 4th of July. The Tories lost the UK election. And Paul Mescal looks very sexy in the Gladiator press shots. But today, it can't all be good things. I bring you the worst bits of the week.
Thanks, Ash.
Monday marked the beginning of Q3, aka quarter three of the financial year. Of course, we had to set our own quarter goals. But before we did that, Dave made a terrible joke.
It's gone quarter to nine. It's a very important day.
Speaking of quarter...
Yes, yes, yes. It's the 1st of July.
What? I thought that was so stupid.
I thought that was after.
Water. I hated you for that.
Yeah, I was really proud of it.
I also hated that I didn't come up with it myself. Emma got Invisalign this week, and so with her retainers in, we gave her some tongue twisters to perform, but it wasn't the lisp that made us laugh.
Zara sent Zeki 6 shirts, silky shirts for sure. But Zeki sent Zara 6 socks, soft socks for her store. Holy moly.
Zeki.
I didn't hear anything beyond Zeki,
it's
Emma.
It's Zeke.
It's Zeke. Scarlett.
Zeki.
Oh, and you'd never seen the guy who makes creme brulee in High School Musical?
I don't know. It was a long time ago I watched that movie.
An iconic Zeke.
Yeah.
I wore a blouse with dogs on it yesterday and made a dirty joke. And it's covered in greyhounds. One could call it doggy stuff. But I am right. Celebrating.
The mom in the background.
Jesus
Christ.
And our Maxi Zoo competition gave us the opportunity to experience this all week.
That was very good.
What's going on?
It was a great week. On behalf of producer Callum, those have been the worst bits of the week.
Thank you very much, Ash. Okay, guys, back to this. You're really running out of time on this to get your votes in. What song is going to close the show? Will it be My Choice? Play Malahide tomorrow. It's Emma in a WhatsApp right now, please. Get in touch. Go on, I need your help. 087 711 1038.
Or how about this? Let's rock out with Paramore into the weekend with Into You. That's Dave in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
Or how about this? That is the lovely Hozier, Jackie and Wilson. It's an oldie but a goodie. And if you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
I'm not begging now. I'm not.
Sounds like you're about to.
But I haven't had a win in ages.
And doesn't matter.
Pity votes. Oh. Do you really want pity votes, Emma?
Nicki Minaj speaks for herself. She speaks for herself.
So does Paramore.
We will have the winner on that in the next couple of minutes. I saw this on Twitter last night and I actually screenshotted it because I was like, oh my God, why is that so real? And like, do you know the way sometimes when you go on somewhere like Twitter, and same with TikTok or everywhere really online, people say things and you're like, why have I never seen that written down before?
It's yes, or how did they write that down?
Yeah.
It's like, do you know when you think of something as well, but you're like, I've no idea how to like get that across.
It's always been in my mind, but I've never even, I'm like, oh my God, yes. Yeah, and I think that's what makes, I think, TikTok and Twitter so popular because it's so relatable in ways. But this girl had just tweeted, girlhood is touching your necklace and earrings for comfort.
Aww.
And I was like, that is so true.
You're literally
here
doing it right
every
now.
Every day holding onto my necklace for comfort.
Swinging it around.
Is that a thing you'd always hold? I know you do it.
I do, yes. Swing my necklace around.
You'd hold your necklace.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I don't know. I just kind of play with my strings on my hoodie.
Ah, that's your comfort
thing?
Yeah,
my comfort
that's your thing.
Yeah. Or chew on like plastic or something.
Okay.
My main one.
A bit different, yeah.
I just chew on a lump of coal or something. Because I'm so manly.
Any bit of plastic lying around.
No, I just love, like you say, like a straw or something, a plastic straw. I'd love to just chew on that now. I'd get all day out of that.
I like playing with the holes in my ears. Sorry, rather than the earrings.
Oh.
Yeah.
How big are the holes in your ears?
That's a very personal question, Dave.
Right, come on, let's get to the results of one more tune. I went for Nicki Minaj, Super Bass.
I went for Paramore, Still Into You.
And I went for Hozier and Jackie and Wilson. A kind of an album track almost, but I feel like one that everybody knows.
I did know it and really, really enjoyed listening to the clips of it.
Yeah.
Our listeners did not.
Oh dear, okay.
14% of the vote it got. So it was between myself and Emma with 36% of the vote. I came in second place.
Oh!
Which means with a storing 50% of the vote.
That's just because she did the whole I am a winning.
No, it was the best song on offer,
Emma
Aisling.
Wins for the week. With, to be fair, a good tune.
Have a fantastic weekend. Catch you Monday. Michaela's on the way. Turn it up.
Good luck.
Have a good one. This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the coolest system. When you come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got sex on deck like he's saving
up.
Get
ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.